28 seconds after the hour of 11, and it's the month of April of the year of our Lord, 2005. Thank you for coming along and making it part of your listening day. We are live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970, Solid State
Radio.
It's 503-733-2970 if you'd like to be part of today's program. 503-733-2970. If you would like to email us, you can do that as well. It is rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com if you'd like to engage with us in a binary fashion today. With your comments, your clarifications, your kvetches, your what have you. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. It is Friday, and welcome to day 12. And there's good, I have good news for you today, friends, as Doyle Redlin used to say once upon a time. The good news, now I have only Jeff McGinley's word to go on here. I don't really have even circumstantial evidence for this. I have only his claim that this is the case. Jeff McGinley, chief engineer here of KCMDA in Portland, claims that the phones have been fixed, that they're no longer broken, they no longer exist for the sole purpose of giving me agita and gray hairs.
Oh, I did see it work, though. I did see him hang up the phone, and it actually did hang up.
That was in a controlled laboratory setting. That's like when Bill Gates demonstrates the Windows operating system at Comdex. And even then, it doesn't work half the time. But that's... I think that was just a videotape of the phones working. I don't really know that I trust. We haven't demonstrated that in the wild yet, as they say. All right, it's 503. I'll have to come up with some sort of interesting high-concept topic for the audience. Perhaps your favorite number. At 503, we can play high-low. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2. Are those aspirin?
They are. Would you like
thank
some?
Thank God. Can I have some of those,
yeah,
please? Did I say 2005?
Did you? We're all crazy.
Really? Today. Did I say 2000 in the year of our Lord 2005? What am I shrink would make of that? What?
How many do you want?
Four.
Four?
How many do you take?
Three.
You don't need a stomach lining. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll just wash those down with 300 milligrams of caffeine. How could that
That's
go wrong?
I'm drinking Vigor today because yesterday after I drank Will, I was so shaky.
Yeah.
I felt like I was...
Oh, yeah, that one will be a lot different.
No, well, it has a little bit. No, not really. No.
Vigor.
I barely knew her.
All right, 503-733-2970. All right, hold on. Let me pause for refreshments, as they used to say. God damn, that tastes fantastic. Excellent. All right, 503-733-2970. I drink coffee all as what's his name, as Dean Snyder would say. Because he does the thing where it's Vito, you know, coffee all morning, Vito all day. I do the Vito in the afternoon typically, but we're out of cream. Because life is hard. Life is really difficult here, and our worries and problems are greater than those of ordinary people. We're out of creamer. So I only had one cup of coffee, and I haven't had any additional caffeine yet. So I just cracked up. And then, of course, I took this Will, and it was in the freezer last night. And so I took it this morning. So Jeff McGinley just walked onto the embarrassing side of me microwaving my Vizo about 10 minutes ago so I could try to get it down to some drinkable consistency.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was microwaving it. I don't know if that does something to it. That might do something hellish to the chemical consistency of it, but I guess we'll find out. All right, it's 503-733-2970. You can also email today. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Okay, apparently I did say 2005. I don't know why that would be. Best show ever already. Yes. Maybe I'm trying to emulate some long-lost best stuff. Maybe something really great happened to me in 2005, and back in my brain, I'm wishing myself there again and clicking my mental slippers together. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later, here's what we got on today's program. Oh, by the way, we should say this, that apparently we went all 4 hours yesterday talking about Mark St. John, who was a guitar player for Kiss for like a day back in about 1983 on the Animalize album. According to Wikipedia, so take this with the necessary amount of sodium. According to Wikipedia, Mark St. John, totally dead. Completely and totally dead as of yesterday. But that could just be a bunch of crap, because nobody was really able to find any... Really, everybody who then talked about it that day just linked to the Wikipedia entry, which just could be a bunch of crap. So, no one really... So, for like the three guys out there... There's not even three, there's me. There's me and Chris Morris and like...
They're reporting that he's dead.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, so we did discuss that yesterday. He apparently is dead, just so everybody knows. All right, here's what we got coming up today. It is Friday. It's going to be a busy show. We have CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard, who's going to be joining us from The Hill. And we have, this is a thing that I couldn't possibly care less about myself right here. On this crisp CNN prep sheet. Oh, you know, the thing is, I don't even have it in front of me because I threw it away. All right, here's the thing. Every day, CNN sends us a three-page prep sheet right here. And it lists all of the CNN anchors who are available, what they're talking about, what stories they're covering, what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. We go through, we decide who we're going to talk to, we circle their names, we put the time we're going to have them, we call CNN, we book them, whatever, and then I throw the other pages away. So out of the 3 to 4 pages that CNN sends me every day, I only keep one. So this morning I said, hey, we'd love to talk to Jim Roop. This makes me so angry. Is he not available because he's at church?
He's at church, yeah.
So I can't be angry about that.
It's Good Friday.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
A room full of Catholics.
We are. That's where he is. He's a Good Friday, so we can't be angry. Oh, my anger has been thwarted. I can't sit and curse a man for being off at church today. I would have... My mother would kill me. Well, whatever. And he was covering 3 really good stories. Betty Ford, somebody who's pissed off about Disney films, and I swear to God, just so everybody can have the same sort of frustrated news feeling that I do, I swear to God, Jim Roop was going to be talking about this. In the must-hear story of the day, CNN themselves claim in their prep sheet, CNN Radio's Jim Roop puts a twist on the tradition of adopting bunnies at Easter time by going to the Playboy Mansion to adopt a bunny.
Are you kidding? That's the greatest thing I've ever
heard.
I
swear to God, it says right here. Jim Roop goes to the Playboy Mansion to adopt a bunny. We will not be hearing from him on the story, nor any story, because instead he's at church. Maybe that's why he felt compelled to go to church. Maybe he's kneeling in a musty room right now saying an act of contrition. All right, well, in any event. So I threw away the front page of the CNN prep sheet because all I saw was blah, 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 Ed McCarthy, blah, 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 golf. And immediately, it's like my mental spam filter just tossed it into the shredder. But I guess there are people out there somewhere. I mean, Dennis Miller was just talking about it. And who was it? Somebody upstairs was just talking about it. Of course, somebody upstairs was talking about golf.
And Scotty J was, I walked by the room and heard him booking a tea time for tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, see, he really is a salesperson at heart. It's true. So I do not care. Really, you're golfing today after work, Scotty?
Oh, today.
Yeah. So I really myself don't care about golf, but here's the thing. So we'll have Ed McCarthy later on. A, because it's been a while since we talked to him. B, since he works at that CNN center where the shooting took place, we haven't talked to him since then. And C, because presumably some number of white people in the audience care about golfing. So we'll have, it'll be like when he talked about Daytona or whatever that race was. That one day that he came on and talked about something that I could not possibly have cared less about. So it'll be sort of an endurance test. We'll see how long I can make it through. Ed McCarthy will be joining us to talk Masters. Lisa Goddard from The Hill will have the return of Scotty J's top 5 today. Let's see, what else? Our good friends Court and Fatboy are going to be joining us from down the hall. They're going to be promoting their midnight movie, which is happening tonight at the Baghdad, which I think is no longer happening at midnight. I think it's like 11 o'clock. Yeah, but they'll be in promoting that. And Fatboy, who we're now calling Bruno, he's apparently going to issue some challenge, some threat, some bet, some wager to me. He's got some creme. We've been fighting all... Here's the thing. I'm not going to pretend that I don't know, but I don't know the specifics of the bet, but I do know that Fatboy from the Court and Fatboy show on KUFO, he and I have been having this long, ongoing fight about the Transformers, which is because we're retards. And we're grown men. I'm pretty sure he's in his 30s. I can't say that definitively. I'm pretty sure he's like 31, though. I am 34. I mean, by the time John Lennon was my age, I mean, by the time Paul McCartney was my age, he'd done everything in the Beatles. He recorded the White Album, and they'd already broken up, and he was on to recording Wings. I'm still sitting in a small room in a radio station arguing with another pasty guy about the Transformers. So Fatboy and I got into this big argument about the Transformers last night, and it ended up with him issuing some proclamation to me about how well the Transformers movie is going to do at the box office. And I don't believe that's the case. So he's going to come on today. He's going to lay down some gauntlet about whatever box office the Transformers movie is going to do. Speaking of all things geeky, Aaron Geek in the City Duran will join us today to talk about Grindhouse, which he saw and which I have not. He will be in studio today. Bill O'Reilly goes crazy. Geraldo Rivera. Sounds relatively normal, and it's the worst song you've ever heard. I think that's all. I think that's probably all I want to tease at this juncture. That's oh, we'll talk about this. Hold on to your nuts, guy. This guy, the hold on to your nuts author, the men's empowerment author, who is Scotty pointed him my way. I think. Oh no, it went to Tim. Who passed me this some press release from some nut-holding author who felt like his wisdom needed to be shared with the audience. So we'll talk about that later on today as well. 503-733-2970. And then I got this, I don't know, we got this phone issue. So we got the, at some point I'll have to figure out some exciting high concept topic to run through the phones for like 5-8 minutes to make sure that they work. 503-733-2970. You can also email it's rick@rickemerson.com. We're joined today, as always, by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. How
are
you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you?
Now, is that gold lame? That's not gold lame. That's just sparkly.
Yeah, it's some kind of sparkly, sweatery, sleeveless thing.
I dig that outfit.
Thanks.
You wore that a couple weeks ago, and I made a mental note that was a fantastic outfit.
Yeah,
you got to wear that
like
more often.
Color.
All right.
Did you ride your bike today?
I did not. Thanks for asking.
Oh, man, you're missing out. It's so beautiful.
I know. It's
going to be the hottest day of the year today.
Really?
Yes.
Well, not the hottest day of the year so far.
All right.
Okay. Well,
it hit 76.
Okay. The hottest we're going to walk out and catch on fire. No, I didn't. And I suck. I'm just a terrible person. Well, you know, and here's the thing. The other thing is that Lara's been gone, and so it's just so hard for me to get out of bed because I sleep kind of poorly when she's not around. You know, because you get out of the whole rhythm of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sleep kind of badly, and then the morning I wake, I'm like, oh, God. And then I've got appointments to be at sometimes in the afternoon after the show. And it's just, it will be easier now that it's not raining. Because I had the rain gear, which worked on the weekend, but even during the
you
week.
You never wore your rain gear.
I did. Just
how many times?
On the weekend, like twice.
Okay.
But not during the week, because basically you can't get around the fact that you're pulling on a big pair of rubber pants. And that's just embarrassing, no matter who it is, no matter who's watching. It looks like you're pulling on like a big diaper that covers the entire lower half of your body. So it's just embarrassing. So no, I haven't bicycled. Thanks for pointing it out. Thanks.
I'm just saying, you claim to love the bike riding. You're missing out on some of the most glorious days.
All right.
That is awesome.
How was dinner with your parents?
It was fun. We went to Gustav's.
Now, it was there because I'd heard some study over that it closed.
No,
but it was still there. All right.
What was the one on 50th and Sandy?
So you didn't go to Claim Jumper?
Didn't go, no.
All right.
We went there, and I guess that they, it's been there for a while. I guess they went there, like, years and years ago when they lived here. They lived here, like, 30 years ago or however long.
100 years ago.
No, it's 30.
All right.
But, and then my dad and I had big steins of beer.
Okay, see, I could never do that. I could never drink in front of my parents. There's no way. I can't fathom drinking alcohol in front of my mom. There's no way. It's like swearing in front of my mom. I couldn't do it.
I wasn't able to do it until I was 21. Like, we'd have, dad's weekends and mom's weekends in college where there'd be big parties, but, and all the other parents would drink with their underage kids.
Yeah.
And my mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At WSU?
It's weird. Yeah.
Is that a college thing or is that a WSU thing?
It's a WSU thing. So it's like mom's and dad's weekends. So basically, people will have big parties at their houses where they'll go and get drunk with their parents. And, like, frat guys will sleep with people's moms and stuff. It's messed up.
That is all kinds of weird.
Yeah. So my mom and I, or dad and I, would just, like, go to movies or do that kind of stuff and avoid the whole...
That just seems like a one-way ticket to Badsville.
Yeah.
That seems like you're just... The whole lot of the unpleasant things are going to come out of your mouth when you're not really expressing
really
it.
It was really weird. Yeah. I never got used to that every year.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Fair enough. Did they ask about Raul?
They did.
Did you say, oh, it's too bad? He has to work.
He's working.
He'd be here. All right. Tim Riley's working the following stories for your edification today.
All right, it's going to be a very busy day. An 81-year-old Portland woman is sent to prison for murdering her 89-year-old husband. Geraldo and Bill O'Reilly scream at each other on TV. We'll have the whole thing. The first episode of The Sopranos' last season premieres Sunday night, just in time for the resurrection of Jesus. And Betty Ford is back in the hospital, but not at the Betty Ford Clinic.
All right, fantastic. And it is Easter weekend?
Yes, it's Good Friday, and it's Easter.
All right, so today's Good Friday, tomorrow's Holy Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday is Easter Sunday.
I have never heard Holy Saturday.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not Black Saturday.
No.
Is there a Black Wednesday?
I don't think so.
No, it's Ash Wednesday. Wait, no, but Ash Wednesday was like 40 days ago. God damn, I'm a lapsed Catholic. I don't remember anything anymore. Well, whatever. So today is Good Friday, which is why Jim Roop will not be here to talk about his adventures at the Playboy Mansion. Thanks for that. This is Sean. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Oh,
why? Hi there.
Hello? Oh, sorry, my phone just kicked out. You were talking about Transformers earlier?
Yes, I was.
Were you talking about the cartoon or the movie?
Well, we're talking about the upcoming film based on the cartoon.
Okay. The movie is going to make tons of bank solely for the fact that it has Michael Bay's name on it, and it's like a big summer blockbuster.
Yeah, but wouldn't you figure by now that people know, and look, it's not like I've never paid money to see a Michael Bay film. I have. I would never deny that. Wouldn't you figure by now people kind of know the deal that when you go to see a Michael Bay film, you're just it's like he's handing you just a big pile of crap?
Well, he's handing you a big mindless pile of action crap. So yeah. Everybody can go in and like... And so what people can do is they can go in and like...
Yeah, all right. That's a heck of a phone you've got there.
I don't know what's going on with my phone. I'll try calling you back later. Sorry about that.
What's playing in the background?
You know, I have no idea. I'm driving with my cell phone on 26 going towards Portland.
But, I mean, is there a radio or something in the background there?
No, that actually clicked on as soon as you brought me on. That was why it took me so long to respond. Like, I'm having trouble hearing you, actually. It's weird. I don't know what's going on.
That's fantastic. Well, far be it for me to suggest that maybe we swapped out one phone problem for another, because Lord knows that's impossible. All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, and we're done. Don't you worry about it. All right, well, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. Have you seen the Geraldo Bill O'Reilly thing?
I have not, no.
It is fantastic. It's so fantastic. I might actually play it, because it's like 2 minutes long. I might actually play it here before we even go to a break. Let me see if I can get back to this. Let's see. And there we go. All right, so that is all coming up. Scotty created a top five before he went on vacation that we will try to get to today. We do have, this is from Billboard magazine saying that Mark St. John is dead, so it looks like that is true. Rick, you were talking about how Scotty J spent $20,000 on Hood at Mount Hood Community College yesterday. My question is, how many classes did he have to repeat to rack up that much money? Tuition at Mount Hood is $1,000 a term. Books run around $327. That works out to be about $7,200 for six terms or 2 years and an associate's degree. How is it possible that Scotty J spent $20,000 on a degree at Mount Hood? Is that true, though, that you did spend $20,000? Is that the accurate figure that you gave us? Is it when you said 3 years? Really? Okay, real quickly, before we do anything else,
Scotty
let's just...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Now, welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, our intrepid PA, Scotty J. Hello, sir, and a happy Friday to you.
Good morning.
All right. How much money did you spend? The only reason I mentioned this, well, one of the reasons I mentioned this, is because yesterday we got into this whole discussion about Jamie Lee Curtis and her alleged hermaphrodism, which, by the way, is, of course, an urban legend. We're not saying it's the case. But then many people called up, including some graduates of your fine alumnus, Mount Hood Community College, saying that they had been taught by so-called biology teachers that Jamie Lee Curtis had both male and female chromosomes and whatever. And so that begged the whole question of really why you would conceivably pay $20,000 to be educated at such a house of lies. So how much did it cost you? Because you've said this on the air before, so we're not revealing any new information. How much did it cost you to get your broadcasting degree? What is it you have a degree in?
Radio broadcasting.
And it took you 3 years?
No, I started out in television production.
Okay.
And then changed my major.
Now, why did you change?
I did a year of television, actually.
Why did you change from television to radio?
Because I have a face for radio.
But seriously?
I changed because in high school we had a radio television program, and radio was always where I enjoyed radio the most, even though I dabbled in videos and stuff like that. And so as I got older and realized I wanted to, you know, get my degree in some form of media, that's what happened.
What school? Okay, so let's just, well, first things first. This guy claims that it should have cost you no more than like $7,000
right.
to get your degree.
And that's got to be like per year.
No, he's claimed. This guy claims.
Yeah, I don't see how he does it. And I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
First of all, above and beyond the school, the whole venture itself costs money because you got to eat lunch every day, you got to drive out there, you got to do this, you got to have a place to stay.
Maybe if you didn't drive a truck that was the size of a house, you wouldn't have that problem.
Okay, but on top of that, let's just round it down to like $2,000 a term. Okay.
This guy claims
after 2-3 years, I don't see how he can do it for
this guy says the tuition at Mount Hood is $1,000 a term.
No, I don't get it. Mine was way more than that. And books, they cost me a fortune.
You didn't take the biology course though.
No.
What radio books did they give you?
Oh gosh, it's hard to remember now. There was
that's money well spent.
A Valerie something on. She did something about radio that we had to read. And
did you ever read these books that they made you buy?
No, but they look great on my shelf.
Oh, is that Valerie Geller?
Yes, that's correct.
Who's Valerie? Why did that name sound familiar?
She was here about a year ago at the AP convention, and she was playing air checks from the 1980s, telling people that this is the way that radio should be done.
But, I mean, who is she?
She's a consultant.
Yes. Really?
So that was like one of them. And then we had textbook type stuff that had everything from the beginning of radio till today.
Do you remember anything about any of the books you paid for at college?
Barely.
Let me ask you this. Let me just put it to you real bluntly. What did you learn with your $20,000 at Mount Hood Community College that you use here today?
If
anything.
Editing on Cool Edit, which is now Adobe Audition.
Right.
I learned that.
Okay.
That was a major skill.
How long did that take you?
I grabbed onto that right away.
So like a day?
Day or two.
Would you say this was a good use of your cash?
It was all about finishing something, Rick. It had nothing to do with taking anything out of there mentally, because obviously I didn't do that.
Fantastic. All right, well, as long as you're sort of zen with it. All right, thank you.
I'm zen with putting up a piece of paper on the wall saying I completed something, so.
All right. Right next to
your Leica diploma.
I was just
right next to my golf
It is so telling, by the way, that in your room that you don't actually have your college degree, you just have your Leica's 101 degree up there, like beaming down at you proudly like a colossus from above your computer.
Did you read the Jack Benny book, too?
See, I didn't, but I figure I paid the $20,000 to get the Leica's degree, you see. Right. That's the payoff.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much for that. Hey, we'll be talking to you later on. We have a little announcement about the listener party, Scotty. All right. Hey, listener party 10, which is coming up Thursday, April 19th at Barracuda. We have another announcement about that happening in today's program. I'm just going to read this one suggestion. Then I will play, I'll play this Bill O'Reilly thing because I want to get to it because it's going to eat up too much time when we do in the news hour. So I'll play that and then we'll break. We'll come back with Lisa Goddard. Rick, listener party, Jamie Lee Curtis, listener party XY.
Mm-hmm.
A little, All right. It's 503-733-2970. All right, so this is, let's see if I have this. This is from, I think, last night's O'Reilly Factor. Did it say it's from last night's?
Last night's.
I don't know where Geraldo Rivera has been for the last year and a half, because he had that Rivera Factor, Rivera at Large, or Rivera Live, or whatever he was doing.
He was at large in Iraq for a while until he was contained.
Until he was at large with a map showing everybody where the American troops were. So, what is the backstory on this? Do you have the do you have a lead in sentence to this before I just play this? Because Bill O'Reilly goes crazy on a pretty regular basis, but this really is so above and beyond in like any of his past craziness. If anybody has seen this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Where I expected Bill O'Reilly really just to leap across the table and quite literally just choke the life out of Geraldo Rivera, who came across as just the coolest guy last night.
So apparently this happened as the two discussed a recent illegal immigration DUI homicide case. The passionate exchange of words was over an illegal immigrant accused of killing two girls while being drunk. Geraldo felt drunk driving was the issue, and the immigrant status was irrelevant. O'Reilly demanded the immigrant's immediate deportation and called for a crackdown on immigration laws. The accused immigrant appeared in court earlier this week.
So this is Geraldo Rivera and Bill O'Reilly discussing this. Again, the background is some guy, sad story, an illegal immigrant was drunk driving, hit somebody, kills him. And so as you said, Geraldo feels like the issue is, Geraldo points out that there's like 17,000 drunk driving fatalities like every year or whatever. And that Bill O'Reilly seizes on the one from some like Mexican guy who's not supposed to be here.
Yes.
Listen to how angry Bill O'Reilly gets during this. So this is from last night's O'Reilly.
The truth. And number two, when you're caught committing a crime, as this man was.
By the way, you can't really see this, but at a certain point, O'Reilly, you'll hear it probably. O'Reilly just begins savagely beating his desk with his fists.
He was drunk in public twice.
Hold it.
four times. And one time he was a drunk driver with no victims. He should have been deported the first time, and he was not. And the reason he wasn't deported
is he didn't commit a felony.
It doesn't make any difference.
And he didn't commit a misdemeanor. He didn't commit a misdemeanor having to do with moral turbitude.
Right, so let me just explain.
Everyone followed the law. You all ever heard an apology from the governor to the mayor down?
No, they didn't. Now, I just want to get this straight. You, Geraldo Rivera, with teenage daughters, are telling me that you are okay with somebody sneaking into the country, becoming drunk, get convicted of a DUI, and staying here.
My nightmare is my daughters having anything to do with a drunk.
Let me finish my answer.
My nightmare is my daughters having anything to do with a person driving drunk. That's my nightmare.
Okay. It could be a Jewish drunk. It could be a Polish drunk.
It could be an Irish drunk.
No.
It could be an Italian drunk.
American
what the
crime.
Hell difference does
it makes plenty of difference.
It does not.
He doesn't have a right to be here.
He commit a felony.
He doesn't have a right to be in his country.
But that has nothing to do with the fact that he was drunk.
He should have been deported. He should have been deported. And this mayor and a police chief didn't deport him.
Listen, do you know how many people we have in jail? How many of them are illegal aliens? Illegal aliens commit crimes at a lower rate than citizens do.
This guy shouldn't have been here.
Cool your jets. That has nothing to do with illegal aliens. It has to do with drunk driving. Don't obscure
he
a tragedy to make a cheap political point.
I'm the father.
It's a cheap political point.
And you
know
this is justice.
This has nothing to do with that poor old
mayor. You want anarchy. You want anarchy.
No,
you want open border anarchy.
What I want is fairness.
Can't see this, but O'Reilly is because they're across the table from each other.
Are they both leaning?
No, and Geraldo's just such a macho bastard anyway. I love her. I always have. But they're across the table from each other. O'Reilly is pounding the table with his fist. And then he's like doing the big pointy jab, and I swear to God, his fingers are like about 2 inches away from Geraldo's nose.
We have lured these people to this country with a full-time job in a country where there is basically full domestic employment.
Right.
We have for decades lured them here, we're starting a mob scene. Your viewers to go knocking on people's door. Are you an illegal? I want to take you outside and do something.
I want the law enforced.
History has seen what happens when you single out people.
I want the law enforced, and you don't.
Bill, Congress, if they had the courage, the President of the United States, if you look at what he has to say, all want reasoned immigration reform.
Then
take this tragedy in Virginia Beach and make it about illegal aliens.
It is a sin.
That's a sin.
Bull. This family lured no one. This family lost their daughter.
I just want to be watching the day that O'Reilly finally dies.
In the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Do
we care about them?
We deal with Americans that way, and I deal with it all the time, and you know I do, with child predators and everything else.
But I back you with that, because it's a reasoned approach.
It singles out
the perpetrators I think, let's calm down.
I'll give you the last word.
And Geraldo is just sweating like a pig. He's just, if you watch this, Geraldo, the sweat is just like streaming down his face. I really want to be watching just the day that O'Reilly's heart finally, and I wish him a long life, but it's probably not going to happen at this point. There's the day that his heart finally seizes and he just keels over and face plants right into the desk. I'll play just this final like 30 seconds where they do this like fake ass apology and then listen to how smoothly they segue right into the pimping here. This is at the end of this.
This was Rominski, would we care?
We would certainly care.
If
he
was in
broke the law, he gets the
17,000 fatalities drunk driving.
All right. How much time do we have? We have 1 minute. What are you doing on your show this week?
All right, there you go. 503-733-2970. I'll break here. We'll come back with Lisa Goddard around the corner. Later on, we have CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy on the Masters. I think I actually have some sound cuts of Jim Roop at the Playboy Mansion. We have Aaron Geek in the City, Duran coming up. Like us at 3, Donna Mike at 70. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Silent Steve. Rick Emerson, show live from Portland, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like it. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Coming up later on, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran with his Grindhouse review, and at noon, Tim Riley with the AM 970 Noon News Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from the Hill, CNN radio correspondent to the stars, Lisa Goddard. Hi there.
Hello.
How are things? How's life? How are you?
Things are good. I'm hearing some kind of other strange sound, though.
You know...
You guys hear that?
Let's stop and listen
for
a
second. Do you hear music or talking?
On.
I hear talk.
I wonder if that's. I'm wondering if that's KUFO. Are we getting like bleed through from our sister station? How audible is it on a scale of 1 to 10, would you say?
It's pretty audible. It was a man, now it's a woman.
I have no idea what that
Dan.
Might be.
Asking if it's a master.
What audio are you hearing exactly?
I don't know. The guy sounds like he's stuffed up. I'm not sure.
That could be any number of people, frankly.
If they say anything interesting, I'll pass it on, or if they direct me to do anything that would harm others.
Okay. Yeah, but I was just going to say. Yes, if they begin telling you that the time of cleansing is at hand. Then I would, I would encourage you not to listen to them. All right, well then,
right.
Fair enough. Hey, so Eve, presuming this is actually that you're able to sort of hear us well enough to do this segment, I wanted to ask you this thing. There's this big Medicare fight going on apparently right now because, and we talk about health care a lot on the show because there's so many people in this country who have no health care or they just, they take a bad fall off a skateboard, they're going to be completely screwed. This is a thing where if the AARP, like old people have a lot of clout and they're mean. It's true. I mean, we all know that this is true. If they can't get this taken care of, if old people can't get this taken care of, really, then we're screwed. Then there is no hope.
Very end of what?
All right. You know what? I'm going to hold Lisa. I'm going to put you back on hold. Scotty, would you talk to Lisa and just tell her that I apologize that we're clearly not going to be able to do this segment with her today? And I'm assuming that that's going to be the case for all the for the rest of the phone lines here. Scotty, would you talk to her? Is she... thank you. Would you apologize and tell her we're obviously not going to be able to do the segment because she's not able to hear us? And so I'm actually wondering if that's the same with... It must be because it was the same with the first guy who called in today. That's fantastic.
Let's smile. There's nothing we can do.
That's wonderful.
3 hours and 20 minutes of airtime.
Let's
throw us off.
No, in what way would that possibly throw me off?
How's your visa?
Well, you know. So, heard any good jokes lately?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know jokes.
That's wonderful. Scotty, are you, hold on, let me, if you're talking to her now, if you could just sort of tell her that I apologize, that it looks like she's not able to hear us. Now that Jeff McGinley's talking to her. That's fantastic. Yeah, have him pass the questions along. That's wonderful.
Don't be angry.
That's going to be fantastic. Excellent. Well, I'll just sit here and sort of hum to myself. How about that?
So Laura's coming back today, huh?
Are you trying to make conversation?
I'm trying.
Are you attending?
It looks like you're going into your dark place. I'm trying to pull you out.
Come on, man. It sucks.
Just trying to do
a radio program. I just want to live! For the love of sweet, holy Christ Almighty.
Don't you have any maiming or penis stories that you could read to make yourself happier?
I do, but I mean, what's the point? No one can comment on them. No one can call in and give their thoughts. The people can't hear it, Sarah. If I don't know that the people can hear it, really, what's the point? If
I can make fake voices with the robot computer thing.
I don't know the first-time caller, long-time listener. That's hilarious. Rick, I will take your answer off the air. As I was telling your screener earlier, I need some advice with my girlfriend. All right, hold on a second. Let me look at the... is it back on hold? Should I be doing something? Should I be picking the phone up? Lisa Goddard. Should I be picking the phone call back up?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jeff McGinley from CBS Radio Engineering. How's your day going?
It was going great.
Yeah.
I remember the last thing Jeff said when he left. He's like, gosh, it's going to be a great day. The phones are working flawlessly.
I remember, and we'll pick Lisa up here in just a second. I remember, Jeff, you in the kitchen this morning saying something like, hey, those phones are working.
The phones are doing
so
great.
So happy is what you said. That's what you said to me. You said it makes me so happy.
Lisa's going to help me out here.
How's Lisa going to help
you out? She's going to record and see what's going on here. She's going to record on her end.
Great. That's wonderful. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear all of you.
Now I hear it. I hear some other noise happening.
I hear it every time she talks.
Yeah. I'm sure this is really gripping radio for everyone.
This great thing. I'll play this back. I should be able to get back.
Yeah, it's actually causing her to cut in.
It's rather hilarious.
That's not really the word that I would use to describe it at this point.
I can see your point on that.
So.
We love you, Lisa.
So, do you know any good jokes, Lisa?
No, but...
Hold on just one second, if you would, please. I hate to be using you as a guinea pig for this. Do you have to hear that it's actually...
I don't think she can hear you.
Mm-hmm. The weird thing is that I didn't even touch the phone line that she's on today.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break here before I have some sort of unpleasant meltdown. Lisa, I'm going to put you back on hold. Scott, she can't even hear me. You pick it up. Take a break. We're going to come back after this, or perhaps not. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
First time caller, long time listener.